Reading from the Holy Gospel according to St. Mark.
Glory to you, O Lord.
Jesus said to his disciples, "Is a lamp brought in to be placed under a bushel basket or under a bed, and not to be placed on a lampstand? For there is nothing hidden except to be made visible, nothing secret except to come to the light. Anyone who has ears to hear ought to hear." He also told them, "Take care what you hear. The measure with which you measure will be measured back to you, and still more will be given to you. To the one who has, more will be given, and from the one who has not, even what he has will be taken away." The Gospel of the Lord.
Praise to you, Lord Jesus Christ.
Today on this feast of Saints Timothy and Titus, two of the chief collaborators of St. Paul, whose conversion we celebrated yesterday, who assisted him in crisscrossing the ancient world in order to bring people to faith in the gospel. The Church has us focused today on the Word of God, how we're supposed to relate to it in a threefold manner. First is how we hear it. Second is how we let it transform us. And the third is how we spread it. Today in the Gospel, Jesus says to us, "Take care what you hear," as well as, "Anyone who has ears to hear ought to hear." That the gift of hearing is fundamentally so that we can hear God's voice. We have to pay attention to the way that we hear. We have to care for what we've heard. A lot of the times, as St. Jerome wrote in the early church, we don't treasure the Word of God. We're not really hanging on every single morsel that comes from the Lord's mouth. All of us, because we have a great love for the Lord and the Holy Eucharist, if hosts were falling on the floor, we'd be diving to pick them up. But a lot of us, St. Jerome says, think nothing about just letting the words of God fall to the ground and die bearing no fruit. He calls us to a greater care for what we hear. If we're caring, we're going to be treasuring. We're going to be making sure that we don't lose it and that we invest it, because it really is an extraordinary gift. It's the first way for us to examine, do we treasure the gift of the Word of God? Do we hang on it? Do we receive it with amazement and astonishment, like we've seen in earlier readings of St. Mark's Gospel since we began Ordinary Time? If we're really caring for it and treasuring it within, much like Mary did, putting the pieces together and grasping onto it as if it's the greatest gift of all, then it can't help but transform us. That's the second thing Jesus describes in these questions at the beginning of the Gospel. Is a lamp brought in to be placed under a bushel basket or under a bed? And